Hello, everybody. Welcome to the final week here of the Coach's Show. So you're on KAMZN 82.1. I'm Krenan Prophet here with head coach of the Onega Buffaloes boys, Jason Claycamp. Well, coach, here the season comes to an end. The first round of Substate, 64-31, a loss to Frankfort. And it was a real competitive game at the very start of it, 16-14. You were down 12-3 at the very beginning. You called a timeout, made that quick adjustment. Your team was able to bounce back right in that game. You played it within 2 points. There a little bit that time in that second quarter, but unfortunately there for the Frankfort Wildcats were able to pull away and really extended it there in that second half. What else can you kind of extend to me here from that last game of the season?
Yeah, I thought we played really well in the first half. I think we were only down, what, 6 or 7 at half, too. So we kind of hung with them after they jumped out on us. Just too many turnovers early, and we didn't do a very good job of boxing them out. They got a lot of second chance shots, and that's something that's kind of hurt us all year. But I thought the first half, I thought we played really well. And kind of our Achilles heel this year has been that third quarter, and we sure couldn't hit a shot in that third quarter again. So that's something that we're going to have to work on for next year.
And talking about one of your players here, Jackson Coulterman, I know he's committed to going to Butler for baseball. He had a signing somewhere last week. And one of your kind of your only seniors that were playing mostly on the court last night, I know that's a big thing, is not having a lot of depth in your senior and your junior class. But what can you kind of tell me here about Jackson Coulterman as his basketball season here comes to an end? He finished as your leading scorer with 14 points on the game and a three-point shot.
Yeah, Jackson might be one of the hardest workers I've ever coached. The kid works his tail off day in, day out, and you know what you're going to get from him effort-wise. He also guarded Loaiza last night, who's a pretty good offensive player, and I think Loaiza had 6 points. So he did a good job defending him, and that's something that he's done all year for us. I know he held the Scotiabank kid from Clifton Clyde to 11 points, too. So that's where Jackson gave us the effort all year, and we're gonna miss him. He's going to be hard to replace.
And kind of looking for those replacements, looking ahead here for your team, Kaysen Huffless, he's just a sophomore, but he had an incredible night as well, 7 points and 9 rebounds on the season. He finishes with over 240 points and over 190 rebounds. He has just been an all-around incredible and great player for your team. But you also can't forget Maddox Honus. He's been your spark plug point guard. He has over 80 assists on the season, 30 more assists than he even has turnovers. It's really an incredible stat line for a kid like him. Maybe not have the most points or rebounds, but he does his job. He gets the ball down the court. And then also Tristan Coleman, another sophomore at 6'4", who had a nice night, 5 points, 3-point shot, 3 boards. Of course, there's a couple juniors in there, but again, it's that sophomore and freshman class that's upcoming here for you. What can you tell me a little bit about as we go into the offseason now, and what's to look forward to next season?
Well, and I think that's how we replace Jackson. I think those three sophomores have to take another step forward. I thought down the stretch, I thought those three were pretty solid finishing the year. But we need them to take another step forward. We need a little more offense from all three of them. Need a little better rebounding from the two bigs. We've got some guys in place, but we just need to continue to get better here in the offseason.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, this was our last locker room chat of the year. This is the Onega Buffaloes boys head coach, Jason Claycamp. Coach, thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you.
This Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.